the broadcast industry, but I am the Sports Tribute Song Clearinghouse now.
You got another one?
I think this is from the same people that brought us Colorado.
I think that's the worst one we've heard yet.
No, it's... come on, George. It's not as bad as
the ballpark
and all that stuff.
I don't know.
All right, this one's called Texas Freak, and it's about Vince Young. You ready for this?
Ready.
All right.
Oh, no.
Our tower just went down.
Well, he's gonna rock your world, 'cause he's one offensive mother. He will never let the horns down. No one can knock him off his feet out now.
Pretty bold claims.
Vincent Young is the man who's become our all-time favorite. When he's busted through the sonas for a touchdown, he brings him to the knee.
Can you hear you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening. Okay. I will say this about that song. It really sucks.
Can you stop it? Give it a chance. You haven't given it a chance. If you listen to the meaningful lyrics, I think that...
All right, let's hear some more.
Okay.
Hey. Oh, guitar solo. Who's that bad drummer again?
Texas Freaky.
He's a very special runner. He's a Texas Freak. From his helmet to his Nike. Texas on his feet. He'll be headed for the end zone with the football. He always makes the scene. Oh, yeah. Cruising for the touchdown. His moves are pretty wild, though. His name is Vincent Young. The kind of back you read about in SI Magazine.
In what?
SI Magazine.
It's a Texas Freak. Any team you face is going to get beat. He's a Texas Freak.
Any team you face is
Texas Freak.
Anything.
He's Texas Freaky.
Greg, you enjoying this?
No.
I think this one powers me down more than any other one.
Yeah.
So why are you playing it?
I like it better than Colorado.
I can't take it.
That I like it. I like it better than Emmett's Way or any of those, but it's still really, really bad.
But Emmett's Way is funny. This one's just such a...
Is it?
And touching in a way.
Emmett's Way is
way,
touching. It is touching.
Touching.
We cried the first time we heard it.
I know. Especially when
the ultimate
it was that bad.
Awesome. The greatest hurting. All right, what do you think of teams who adopt a song? Not take a sports tribute song, but adopt a song to be like a team song.
Well, did you hear what the White Sox have done?
Yes.
Yeah. They've adopted Don't Stop Believin', the Journey song. And they say
that
it spontaneously broke out on their team plane or bus or whatever, and they all were singing, and Don't Stop Believin', man, and then all that crap. And so now they're talking about inviting Steve Perry out to sing the song.
Well, he's probably looking for a gig. He may take that.
White Sox Stadium,
Cellular Field. Chicago.
Yeah,
I don't know if they can get him out of hiding.
Yeah, I know. He's gone weird, reclusive kind of thing.
After Oh Sherry, he got so embarrassed that he went into hiding.
But did you hear what the Astros have adopted?
What?
They've adopted Open Arms, but not the traditional version you would think of.
Oh, really?
It's a ticket-related version. Yeah, I don't know if Jer can find that. He's looking for it right now. Yeah, so the Astros have open arms to combat in case they make it to play the White Sox.
They wanted to put a Texas twist on it?
Yeah, sure.
That's when I hear Ryan's coming.
You're so sincere. How could our love be so blind?
Gosh, that voice.
We sail on together. We drifted apart.
Okay, now that's your name.
Find it.
Recording this, he was wearing the female Viking outfit with the braids and the Viking horns.
We need that bird guy's guy.
And it was Heavy Grego. You got to picture Heavy Grego.
Living without you.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez.
All right.
Man, I can't take any more of that.
Living alone. This empty house, so cold.
That was number two, the Musers. George